Proclamation number 5107, dated the April 18th, 1951. God's language from father to child. Words of love. I am close to all of you, so close that you are able to hear me if you carefully listen to my voice within. And it is understandable that I speak to you like a loving father speaks to his children, simple, plain and yet full of love, so that my children are familiar with me and that they will also recognize me as a father who loves his children. And because it is my will that they shall understand me, my words sound into the heart such that they can be grasped by every child again, that they cannot be misunderstood and that they will make the child happy. My abundance of love would express itself quite differently were you able to endure it, but for as long as you still live on earth the sound of my voice is adapted to your state of soul, and depending on each individual person it sounds audibly in his heart or affects his soul like the breeze of a thought. I myself am with all those of you who can hear my voice. I am present to you and speak to you words of love, of comfort, of admonition, and I educate you. For you will always feel my presence as a flow of grace and strength. He who desires a lot will also receive a lot. He who opens his heart to me desiring my love will also receive its flow without measure, and my love manifests itself in the word. The fullness of my love gives itself. The light of my fire of love shines into the heart of the one who opens himself to me and wants to hear me. Light, however, is wisdom, and the profusion of divine wisdom is inexhaustible and offers ever new treasures to the one who reaches out for them. Yet spiritual wealth will always be offered to you in such a way that you can grasp it, because I want you to understand me when I speak to you. Therefore the light can shine in all places. I will make no distinction in the distribution of my gifts wherever they are desired from me and the love of a child's heart appeals to the Father for them. And so my children will always understand me, otherwise they would not recognize the Father, but he wants to be recognized by the child. This is why my word is the living water which pours forth from the spring so clear and unclouded that each person can refresh himself with it, because each person will find what he needs for the development of his soul, consolation and comfort, love and wisdom, grace and strength. For as long as you live on earth you are still immature little children to whom I can and will only give according to their ability to receive my word of love and wisdom. And thus you, too, should only ever consider yourselves as children and with gratitude accept everything you are offered by the most faithful fatherly love. Don't ask for spiritual nourishment you are as yet incapable of enduring. For spiritual knowledge you don't need on earth, you should not ask to ascertain the works of my omnipotence until you have gained the spiritual maturity which enables your spiritual vision. Be satisfied with what I give to you, what I deem beneficial for you and what my love has in store for the children who have established the right relationship with me and therefore allow me to be present myself. Pray to me like children and gratefully receive the gifts which are bestowed upon you by my fatherly love as often as you desire them. Amen.